Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Straight off a night shift. Well done. Now, Anne, I know that you were telling me earlier you were diagnosed with depression at the age of 15, and you started taking antidepressants when you were 30. And tell us a bit about what the low points were like for you when you were suffering with depression.
A lot of the time, it was ups and downs. And when the downs were really bad, it was really hard to even interact with people. It affected my sleep. And generally, it was an effort to do things.
Okay, so it was a pretty hard time. And you told me you were on a very high dosage of medication, pretty much the highest you could go for.
Yeah.
Now, you also suffered with a skin allergy that meant that you came up in itching and your eyes would scratch and all that kind of stuff. And you had to take antihistamines for that. And you used to take your antihistamine and your antidepressant at the same time.
Yes.
So you'd remember them.
Yeah.
Okay. So about a year ago, you were at the Father Heart Conference and you got some prayer, particularly for your skin condition. No, for your depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, you had prayer for your skin condition.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened after that.
If I'm totally honest, when I went forward for both, I didn't really think God was going to do anything. So I had to repent of that. But 3 weeks later, after the prayer for allergy, I realised that I hadn't taken my tablets for either. And I had to take the allergy tablet even to go to work in Sainsbury's. I might only be there about 10 minutes. My eyes would start streaming and I'd come out in hive-like rash from head to foot.
And so you told me that the reason you'd remember to take your antidepressant tablet is because you had physical withdrawals. Tell us about that.
Yes, if I ever forgot to take the antidepressant, my mouth would start going dry and then I'd start to get pins and needles. So that would remind me then to take the antidepressant.
So 3 weeks had passed by, you hadn't taken the allergy tablet or the antidepressant tablet. And how are you feeling?
I was feeling fine. And actually, it was quite a shock. So
you went to the doctor?
Yeah, I went to see my doctor a few months ago. And when my doctor started helping me, he went on special courses because there wasn't many doctors who really had good insight to depression. So he saw me through my ups and downs. But I went in and he said, "Anne, it's a long time since I've seen you." And I said, "Doctor, I've got something wonderful to tell you." So he's really good and he sat back and I said, "Doctor, I've actually been healed of depression. I got prayer for it at my church." Mind you, I had to tell him I wasn't a Jehovah's Witness anymore, but I was a Christian.
Come on.
So then he just sat back in his chair and he looked and his eyes just glistened at me and he said, "Anne, this is wonderful," he said, "and it's amazing. And if every person who walked through the doors of your church were healed of depression, what wonderful thing that would be."
Just real quickly, Anne, before we celebrate. Okay, celebrate. It's amazing. Just tell us real quick, how has it been since?
I've never felt like this in all my life. And everybody who knows me before and now, they just notice something is totally different. And the joy that I have is... Simon knows.
Guys, this is a 40-year struggle with depression that Jesus brought healing to. We need to celebrate that. Come on, guys. So good. Come on. Come on. Guys, I just feel like we just need to take a minute just to pray for anyone here who's suffering with depression, or if you want to stand on behalf of somebody else. I just think Anne's story is a provocation that God wants to do this again. It's very significant. It's happening at this Sunday, our first split to two meetings. I just think we need to keep praying and asking God for breakthrough. So if you yourself are suffering with depression, or you're going to stand on behalf of someone else, and allergies. Yeah, let's do allergies as well. That was 10 years, wasn't it? So allergies or any kind of depression, why don't you stand? And we're just going to pray real quick as a church family, because I feel like Anne's story is an example of what's to come. So let's just look to Jesus. Just focus on him, guys. And if you're standing near someone who's responding, let's go for this. It was a simple prayer that was prayed from the front that brought breakthrough for Anne. So Father, we just thank you so much for Anne's story. We thank you so much for the joy that you've brought her, and for the freedom of that horrible itchiness to her skin. And we just speak to allergies and depression right now in this room in the name of Jesus, and we command you to go and be totally healed, be fully healed in the name of Jesus. Allergies, go in Jesus' name. Depression, that cloud of depression, I command you right now to lift off of people in the name of Jesus. And we just say, Father, do again in everyone across this room what you have done in Anne's life. We pray for a release of joy, a release of fullness of life for every individual in this room where allergies and depression robs so much. Father, we just prophesy life in all of its fullness. We say, have fullness of life in Jesus' name, and no need for constant tablets in the name of Jesus. We command total healing right now all across this room for every individual who needs breakthrough, Father. Thank you that you're the God of the breakthrough. You are so kind, Father. We are so excited, Father, about everyone who comes through these doors who suffers with depression and allergies, and the breakthrough you're going to bring. We honor you, Father. You're amazing. Well, guys, keep us posted as to what God's done. It'd be great to hear.